Hi, RC. What's on your mind, sir?
Hello. This is another question about vitamin D. Can you talk a bit about the levels of vitamin D? If you're taking high levels, can that actually potentiate abnormal prostate growth in males who are older who have maybe lower testosterone levels? I was reading in a book by author Stephen Buhner that says that, and I found that quite interesting. I don't know if that's true or not. Have you had that experience with problems with high levels of vitamin D causing prostate tissue growth issues when testosterone levels are low?
No, sir, but I must say that Stephen Buhner is really, really a good author and researcher. So you just motivated me to go look that one up and see if Buhner has put a reference or a footnote on it. He's very, very good at, as you know, herbal medicine, botanical medicine, a lot better than I am. That's his special area. So I got all his books. Okay, having said that, let's go to the tropics for a moment. In the tropics, the so-called tropical optimal level is between 60 and 100, and that's in nanograms per milliliter, NGML. Okay, now does everybody in the tropics suffer from an enlarged prostate? Uh-uh. So it's got to be safe to, that is vitamin D speaking safe, to be between 60 and 100 on our blood levels. And in fact, it's not only got to be safe, but it appears that since all the earliest skeletal remains of humans are found in tropical areas, that that's where humans were either created or evolved, whichever we believe in. And so it must be something that humans are well adapted to, a level between 60 and 100. Now, if you go above 100, maybe that's what Dr. Buhner is referring to. Maybe it would do that, but I haven't run into it with anybody. I do ask people who are getting going on a good amount of vitamin D since, oh my goodness, the research on vitamin D and cutting down mortality of all types is really strong now. So if a person wants to live longer, hey, take your vitamin D up to that tropical optimal. Anyway, I do ask them, please go get yourself some serum vitamin D 2 to 3 months after you start your vitamin D. Make sure it's staying within those tropical optimal guidelines, 60 to 100. Maybe it needs to be adjusted downward or upward, depending on what you're taking. But no, I haven't. And that one I've been doing for years, ever since the first research came out on all-cause mortality and vitamin D. And I should have been doing it earlier because that's what humans are adapted to anyway. But anyway, no, I haven't run into anybody who's had that, and I will look it up from Buhner. Thank you for mentioning that.
Okay, and one other quickie thing. For improving BPH-type symptoms, what have you seen with patients in terms of herbal supplements? Is there one that's like better than another, or is there a combination? For example, like nettle root or salt palmetto. Do you get better results from a particular herbal type, or is a combination better, or is there something else better that's out there that you like to recommend?
Okay, couple of things, sir. One, I really like actual measurement of prostate size before and after. And somebody actually did that with a bunch of guys. They had them all ultrasounded. This was not x-ray. This was an ultrasound, which, of course, is much less harmful to tissues. And they got the size of everybody's prostate now. Of course, they had to be uncomfortable getting that ultrasound done, but they did it. Okay, then they had everyone take a lycopene, which is the red pigment that's found in watermelon and tomatoes. They had them take lycopene. And then after a few months, they went back and ultrasounded everybody's prostate again. And funny thing, there was a 20% reduction in prostate size, which is the best research I've seen recording any shrinkage of the prostate. Oh, yes, and this is a placebo-controlled trial, too. I don't know how you psychologically make your prostate get smaller, but they did a placebo-controlled trial to rule out the placebo effect. And guess what? There wasn't any placebo effect. In fact, those guys, their prostates got on the average 1.5 to 2% larger, whereas with the lycopene, they were 20% smaller. Now, that's not the only thing, sir, which is why a number of years ago I put together something called Prostate Formula, which happens to contain lycopene, and it does have most of the other things that have been traditionally known to help with prostate trouble, but I can't tell you anybody ever did ultrasound with them. But people do tell me it works.
Great. Thank you so much.
Well, you're welcome, sir, and thank you for calling in. There's a lot of us guys got that kind of a problem, and I'm sure at least some of them were interested. Thank you for calling.